you enjoy Coffee House Shots from The Spectator, then why not check out Spectator TV? Every Thursday night, Andrew Neil and a collection of guests, as well as The Spectator's home team, bring you analysis on the latest developments in current affairs, coronavirus, and more. Brought to you in conjunction with the NatWest Group. Hello and welcome to Coffee House Shots, The Spectator's daily and sometimes more than daily politics podcast. I'm Cindy Yu and I'm joined by Kate Andrews and Katie Bowles. So as expected, the Prime Minister has announced the next steps out of lockdown in a press conference this afternoon. Katie, can you give us the headline announcements?
Yes, so there was good news in the sense that Boris Johnson confirmed that the next stage of easing lockdown, so broadly speaking the second stage, would go ahead in a week's time. And that is when we become al fresco Britain, so hospitality can reopen in an outdoor setting. But I think when it came to the general thrust of the press conference, where there was probably more intrigue was on the various government reviews, because we know the roadmap, it was announced some time ago, but actually lots of the more difficult decisions were put off and placed into government reviews, so vaccine passports, foreign travel, social distancing. And although Boris Johnson insisted several times during this press conference that the roadmap was still on track, nothing in the data suggested really that this was going to have to be delayed at any stage, including that big reopening on June 21st. It was also clear from the way he was talking and also what's in this government review that's been published now that life on June 21st is not going to be a big ban end of restrictions if it continues in the current direction of travel. So, for example, on vaccine passports, it wasn't so long ago the government were saying that they weren't planning on that in a domestic arena, really. But Boris Johnson confirmed that this is now something they are looking at. In the review, it says that domestic vaccine passports are seen as a way to ease and open various things, definitely mass events. There's a question mark over whether you could use it to reopen hospitality. They say that they will consult further on that. We know it's very contentious, this idea of having passports to get a pint in the pub, but confirmation that vaccine passports are, you know, greenlit, that is something they're actively pursuing now. And then on foreign travel, Boris Johnson tried to sound quite optimistic, saying that holidays could be coming, but he also would not give any date. So while we're hearing about a traffic light system, which isn't too dissimilar to what we had last summer, though we imagine it will be stricter given vaccination is going to be one of the metrics on it, he wouldn't say that you would be able to go on holiday by the end of May, which was the earliest date when we looked at the roadmap, and would only say he hoped that to be the case. And then I think on social distancing, quite a strong implication that social distancing will be here, I think, well past June 21st. And if you look in the detail of the review, because clearly we had both things coming out, the press conference and this review published, it says even after two doses the vaccine will not be 100% effective and some people will not take up the offer of vaccine. As a result, some measures may be required for a period after all adults have been offered a vaccine in order to prevent a surge in hospitalizations which could put unsustainable pressure on their NHS. And I think from Boris Johnson's comments too, talk that there could be some social distancing required for some time. Now, I think it was interesting that Valance talked about how, you know, social distancing isn't necessarily what I think some people think it is in terms of a 2 meter rule. He said it could just be basic hand hygiene, but there was no clarity on that. And in the Q&A, when people tried to pick up Boris Johnson on details such as how long does the government foresee vaccine passports, will it go to a vote, what is this really what he envisions as freedom when it comes to the summer, we kept hearing that actually tackling too many fences at once and almost that these questions are premature. So in a way we got a hint in that press conference. I don't think that we got a sense of the direction of travel, but not too much on details.
Kate, as Katie mentioned, Boris Johnson kept saying that any questions on vaccine passports and when they're coming in are premature, but it was he himself who said in front of the liaison committee, you know, raised the possibility that pubs might ask for vaccine passports. So what's going on there? Did the Prime Minister misspeak at the committee at that point? Or, I mean, it seems like an awful long build-up for him to just bat away questions to say it's too soon to talk about it when they're looking at it.
I think what's going on is two things. First of all, we don't have clear answers yet. This is clearly still under review. And so the Prime Minister isn't in a position to say whether or not you'll need a passport to go to the pub. But I think secondly, he doesn't want to answer those difficult questions. I think that not only is he without answers right now, but when they come, they may be very difficult for the Prime Minister to put forward. There was an interesting moment when one of the journalists referred to them as vaccine passports, and he said, no, we're calling these certificates. Now, that's probably because Boris Johnson many moons ago put on the record that if he were ever asked to produce an ID card, he would tear it up and eat it in front of the person who had asked for it. This is very uncomfortable territory for the Prime Minister, and yet we are in a situation where if you look at the details in the roadmap report update today, which is looking at those key reviews around social distancing, vaccine passports, travel and going back to work, they are very seriously being considered. There's actually one bit right at the end which talks about social distancing, whether or not those measures could be relaxed. And it says the extent of any relaxation in social distancing measures is linked to the questions being explored by the COVID status certification review, including whether COVID status certification can enable changes to social distancing. I mean, that was not the impression that you would have gotten watching the Prime Minister today, who just kept saying, look, we're thinking about it. It's not a big deal. Let's not talk about it right away. They're coming in a bit. Well, you know, June 21st certainly feels far away for those of us that have been living under lockdown for months. It's not that far away, certainly not far away enough that you can say it's too soon to be asking these questions. And the report out today very heavily suggests that they're on their way. He can technically say that it's not confirmed, of course, and perhaps things will change. His own MPs, if they get to vote on it, may well vote it down. But it is clearly being considered, heavily considered. And I think if you're watching today's press conference, you got a very different interpretation of what's happening than if you read the document.
Katie, speaking of his MPs, one question raised in the press conference today was that the vaccine passport has actually done the unthought of thing of uniting MPs from across the chamber in opposition, around 70 or so we hear from the papers over the weekend. So did the Prime Minister have a restful Easter weekend, or is he thinking about apprehensively about the rebellion he's got coming down the line? How serious will it be?
Yes, I mean, again, you had a fairly evasive Prime Minister, so Boris Johnson wouldn't get drawn into whether or not there's going to be a vote, which is strange because there's been quite widely reported the government's sources are suggesting there is going to be a vote on vaccine passports. I think it all comes down to Keir Starmer ultimately, and Keir Starmer has still not decided where Labour is going to go on this. As we've said previously on the podcast, he's concluded that vaccine passports are un-British, but potentially really un-British in 9 months' time rather than right now. And I think until we have that pressure from Labour, I don't think that Boris Johnson needs to worry about the numbers. If Keir Starmer does decide to vote against this, then I think Boris Johnson will find it hard to pass vaccine passports.
Kate, the Prime Minister was also asked about foreign travel and the health of the aviation industry. And he actually, I thought it was quite funny because he said, well, clearly what would be good for the airlines industry is for people to go travelling again. I think a lot of people watching that would have thought, yes, I'd really like to if I was allowed and not going to be fined £5,000 for doing so. Do we know anything about when that easing might come?
We don't know when foreign travel, broadly speaking, is going to be allowed again. At the moment, you can only leave the country under very particular circumstances. Holidays are illegal. If we look at the update of the reviews published today, we do get some indication as to what's coming. As Katie mentioned, it is going to be a traffic light system. You can compare it to the travel corridors of last year, but it's going to be based on more criteria. Unsurprisingly, vaccines, whether or not a country has a high rate of vaccinated residents in it, what its infection rate is, whether or not the government suspects that new variants are spreading there or likely to spread there will all factor into the decision making. Now, there's not a lot of update as to this, you know, anything specific. We don't know which countries are going to be on the green list. We do know that it's still going to probably require more faff and bureaucracy if you are traveling, even if you're vaccinated, even if you're going to a green country. Last summer, you know, for the most part, you just were able to go. This time, there are going to be multiple COVID tests involved, even if you've had both of your jabs. So the government's going to be regulating this much, much further. Really difficult time for the airline industry. And while it's wonderful that Boris Johnson, as you say, Cindy, is recognizing that there's no substitute for an open economy, it still does not look that this summer we are going to be able to bounce back perhaps in the way that the travel industry would have hoped. And it raises very big questions in terms of timeline, right? If everybody has had their first jab, if many millions of people have had their second jab, hopefully if Johnson & Johnson comes online, it'll only take one jab. Jab and go is the new phrase being touted by government. If that still isn't enough to be able to have meaningful and open travel around the world, then how many months or years are we going to be looking at this kind of crackdown? That's a really difficult question, I think, for the government to answer, especially when it comes to the international stage.
Katie, actually, what does this mean for the global events that the UK is hosting this year? We've got G7 coming up in Cornwall in June, and then obviously the COP26 meeting in Glasgow, both of which we've talked about on this podcast are incredibly important foreign policy events for this government's agenda. Can those still go ahead?
Well, we know in COP26, Boris Johnson is facing pressure to move parts of it online. That's not coming from the UK side. He really wants to have these physical events. And I think the same applies to the G7 summit. But therefore, I think it's going to be uphill for the Prime Minister, because it's not just up to him. If he has his way, he would do these things in person. I think there's already talk that COP26 could actually be delayed potentially. That's very far off what the Prime Minister wants to do, because if you want to, I suppose, understand what Boris Johnson's post-COVID agenda is, it is ultimately seen through the prism of COP26, a way to build a bridge to Joe Biden, a way to have this a recovery in green jobs, a way to have almost a post-Brexit agenda that, in his view, will heal the nation in terms of going green. So he won't want to delay it, but I think there is a sense that if it is just going to be an elongated Zoom call for several days, he would rather move it than reduce it to that, because it will have so much less impact.
Katie and Kate, thanks very much for joining, and do join us again for our next episode tomorrow.